Just over a year ago, WSU quarterback Tyler Helinski passed away, and the Helinski's Hope Foundation began. Focusing on mental health awareness in student athletics, Helinski's Hope is continuing to make a difference. We caught up with Kim Helinski to learn more about the recent progress of the foundation and the importance of Helinski's Hope in student athletics. Education Eclipse starts now.
Education, news, and research. These are the conversations happening inside education, athletic training, sports science, and sport management that are going to transform each. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
My name is Katie, and I am joined by Kim with the Helinski's Hope Foundation. So Kim, just tell me a little bit about yourself and your story, just so that our listeners can kind of get an idea.
Thank you for having me, first off. And really, my story is Tyler's story right now. And we realized that after, you know, Tyler passed, that this sweet, young, beautiful football player who didn't show any signs of depression or any signs of suicidal thoughts, we realized that if what happened to Tyler, this person who seemed to have everything and was loved by so many, if that could happen to him, it could happen to others. And we knew that we needed to do something to help people. And so we decided to focus on student athletes because, of course, Tyler was a student athlete at Washington State. So we formed Helinski's Hope within, I think, maybe a week or so of Tyler's passing. And it took a while to get the framework and the mission statement together. But we became a 501c3 at the end of March, beginning of April. And since then, it's just grown so much and reached so many, and we've been at over a half a dozen universities with our programs, and we just recently partnered with the NCAA and their Sports Science Institute.
Wow.
And that just happened. Well, we released that information 2 days before the anniversary of Tyler's passing. And I think with that partnership, we're going to be able to reach many more universities, more student athletes, and bring our programs to them, and just help as many people who need it, and just get the world to change the way mental health and wellness is viewed.
Absolutely, that's really cool. Cool idea. And how did you come up with the name Helinski's Hope? How did the hope kind of come in there?
Well, hope is such a big part of our lives, right? And if we don't have hope, what do we have, right? Hope and love. Of course, Helinski's last name. And I think the hope is just that with our program, with the three-part mission statement that we have, we hope and we'll work hard to make sure that what happened to Tyler is not going to happen to anybody else. And I think hope is such a strong and powerful, word. And when you couple it with love, it's just so strong. And Tyler's story and what we're trying to do with Helinski's Hope has touched so many people that it just feels like the hope part is what's pushing us.
Yeah, it fits perfectly, and I think your description of that is very perfect. And you've been working with the sport management classes at WSU. Last semester raised about $17,000 towards the Helinski's Hope Foundation. What was
Amazing.
It like working with the sport management classes, and kind of how have you worked with WSU over the past year as you've kind of founded and built Helinski's Hope?
Well, we really haven't worked with the WSU administration. We unfortunately don't have a relationship with the administration, and that there's a lot involved, and we've chosen not to focus on that. They haven't treated our family very well. But I can tell you this, Coug Nation, current students, the alumni, many professors, so many organizations at the school have been unbelievable. They've been so kind and so supportive, and including really the sports management classes. And we actually went and spoke with them when we were up there last year in September, because there were so many, I think there were three or four groups that wanted to hold fundraisers for Helsinki's Hope. So when we were there, Chris asked us, Professor asked us to come and speak with the classes, and we met with each group individually as well. And that was a really emotional experience, because I sat there and I was looking at these beautiful students, right? And their eyes are just so big, and they're so young and so sweet, and they were just so driven to help and do good things. Mm-hmm. And that was really touching. And I tried to get to as many events as I could. I was up there for the 3 mile run, which was really nice. And I think there was the trivia, and then there was the watch party. Mm-hmm. And I believe there was one more, and then again, the 3 mile run, but just a great group of kids. And my view is that it's your generation that's going to change the way the world views mental health and the way it's treated. Because, as you know, there's such a stigma attached to it, and there shouldn't be. It's an illness. We talk about cancer. Yeah. We talk about so many different kinds of diseases. But when we talk about mental health and, you know, mental illness, it's like a taboo subject, and it should be. It needs to be treated and talked about the same way we talk about all other diseases.
Yeah, and it's almost like people sometimes feel afraid to go get help because there is that taboo association that you were speaking about.
Yeah, I lost you for a second there. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that there is the people who kind of are going through something, they might be hesitant to go get help because of the taboo kind of association.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly right. And they shouldn't be. And I think, and I don't know really what exactly happened with Tyler. I don't know if you know this, but his phone was found. We didn't have it right after he passed, but it was discovered in his apartment 8 months after Tyler died.
Oh, wow.
And that was amazing to us, that it was in his apartment. The police didn't do a search. They didn't find it. The person who found it was actually the new tenant that had moved in. So we were able to find a company that was able to get into the phone. They figured out his passcode, and it was given to an attorney who works with retrieving information off of the phone. And so we haven't gone through everything yet. We've seen a lot what's on his phone, but I can tell you that most of the stuff that's there, Tyler was happy, mm-hmm. and he was having a wonderful life. And then at some point, something happened, and we haven't put all the pieces together yet. Having his phone, getting it 8 months, you know, after he passed, and then a year after his death, we have all the information. Like he's speaking to us from the grave and telling us certain things, and that is that's hard to process. And I've had to sort of step back from looking at it, because it's painful. You know, he is my sweet, wonderful son, and you know, I think our brain protects ourselves sometimes from, I can't go to those places, because if I did, I don't even know if I'd be able to take a step or take another breath. Yeah. But because I loved him so much, I'm just going to keep on searching for answers and trying to help others.
Yeah, and that's a good way to honor him as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and he deserves that. He was such a good kid and kind to so many people that I think you're right. We'll build his legacy, and we will help others. And it's because really there's such a need. And I think people are drawn to Tyler and his story, and sadly sharing our pain, I guess sadly, and it's also a positive thing too, but sharing our pain and being transparent has really drawn people to us too. And Washington State, the administration, they refused to say Tyler's name at the game in September. And that really, really hurt. But what we found is that actually sharing Tyler's story, and we've shared it over and over again with ESPN and Sports Illustrated and the Today Show and CBS Sports and Como and just, you know, your local, the Daily Evergreen and the Seattle Times and the New York Times, and that his story and his name have been told and said over and over again. Yeah. And what we've found is that doing so is saving Tyler's life, or saving people's lives. And that's wonderful. It really is.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Agree more. One question I did have for you as well is, I know this may be a sensitive question, but how do you kind of hope to keep this from being glamorized and keep a focus on mental health awareness rather than football itself?
You mean Tyler's death being glamorized? Is that what you're saying?
Well, mental health. There was a debate when 13 Reasons Why came out that certain mental health things were being glamorized. I wanted to see how your perception of that might be.
There's no glamour in what happened to Tyler at all. There's no glamour. You know, the sweet boy didn't even know how to fire an AR-15. He's never really even shot a gun except for maybe 2 days before he passed. And he climbed into a closet and, you know how he passed. Mm-hmm. That's not glamorous at all. It makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
But what I think, not focusing on how he passed, but thinking that this man who seemed to have everything was ill, and we've shared that story, I don't think it glamorizes it at all. I think what happens is what people are telling us, and I get emails, texts. You can see the posts on Facebook, on our social media pages. It's thank you for sharing his story. Mm-hmm. Because of you, and what you've done, and because you're not afraid to let people know what happened. I was able to reach out and ask for help, or my uncle was able to seek help, and now he's in counseling. Or we talk about it around the dinner table. Once a week, we check in with each other mentally, and that's something that we do. Yeah, I don't think there's any glamour in it at all. It's the opposite of that. But I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
But that's not the path we're on at all. Our mission is to help and not glamorize anything. It's mm-hmm. sad.
Absolutely. When it comes to mental health awareness, what are some kind of things that Helsinki's Hope is doing now? You guys have been partnering with, you said the NCAA. Are there other organizations you've been working with?
Well, so what we're doing is, the football player that passed away at University of Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Within days, Montana State reached out to us. So what we're doing is we're trying to send the trainers that we have partnered with and that we're using, our mental health experts behind Happy Faces and Step Up, and we send them out to these universities. So they've gone to Washington State. They've gone to University of Idaho, Eastern Washington. We were at, Oregon State. We made an appearance at the University of Colorado. We've been speaking with Tulane University. We actually are going this weekend, to a leadership conference for fraternities and sororities, and they've asked Helinski's Hope to be on a panel to talk about mental health, and we're doing that. And then we also sponsored, it's through the University of Washington, it's a suicide prevention, and that is happening this week and the beginning of next week, and we're a sponsor for that, and it's going to be happening up at the state capitol in Washington. Mm-hmm. And one of our board members, Christine Helinski Lombardi, who is Tyler's aunt and his godmother, is going to be there, because I can't be there. I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. For the fraternity sorority panel. We've got that, and then we've just been asked to go to the ACC at their health summit, and that is in May. So we have been speaking to many, many schools, and I do believe that this partnership with the NCAA is just going to open up so many doors.
Definitely.
And mental health is going to get the attention that it deserves, just like an ACL tear or a broken arm. And that's a very, very positive thing. And sadly, it took Tyler's passing to bring a lot of this about. But my promise to Tyler and to our student athletes is that Tyler's death is not going to be in vain. And his name is going to live on. And good is going to come from this terrible tragedy.
Wow. That's incredible, all of the work that you're doing. What is something that you think that universities themselves can do better?
And I heard the first part of your question. I'm sorry.
My apologies. What is something that you think that universities can do better?
I think that they need to really, look at mental health as a part of the performance of their student athletes. So it's like mind, body, and soul. Mm-hmm. So yes, we focus on, we want them to be strong. So they do, you know, their strength training, they're in the weight room, they're on the field practicing, they're running routes, you know, Tyler 7-on-7 all the time. Yeah. They've got these amazing weight rooms, right, and locker rooms and nutritionists. But I think if they put all of that together and know that the mental aspect of a student athlete, if they're strong, you know, mentally, if that's treated as well, if they're having issues, that needs to be a part of their training, and it needs to be a part of what they're doing on the field, and it shouldn't be just swept under the rug, because you're going to get a better athlete if it's mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely. I think mind, body, and soul is a great way to look at it as well.
Yeah. I agree.
Well, I don't think I have any more questions for you, so thank you for joining us.
Okay.
One thing I do want to say, it sounds like you have a lot of travel coming up, and with your pelvis in its condition,
yeah,
you should probably be careful.
I just love Tyler so much, and these student athletes who have reached out to us, I've come to love them too, and the people that, that support Helinski's Hope, I mean, the people that, and I put this in one of our posts, these writers that have written about Tyler, they become our friends. They check in with us all the time. They wear our wristbands. And then, friends have become family members, and people that we don't even know from all over the world, Japan, Germany, Australia, the UK, Germany, France. I mean, they're all wearing our band, and it's just unbelievable. I don't know if you saw yesterday, there was a lineman at Washington State, and he was at a Dirk Bentley concert, mm-hmm. and he got him to grab one of the bands, and he put it on right away. So there's go on our Twitter, and you'll see a picture of Dirk out there singing with a Helinski's Hope band on. And
wow.
It's a it's amazing to me that in just this short amount of time, Helinski's Hope has spread so much. And we haven't really done a lot as far as fundraising. What I believe is that it's driven by the need. There's such a need out there for mental health support. And there's something about Tyler. I mean, people are drawn to him. They were drawn to him when he was on this earth, and they're drawn to him in his death. And Tyler's going to do, he's going to keep doing great things.
Well, love is a powerful thing. And it sounds like you have a lot of love to share.
Yeah, I do. I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep sharing it. And that, along with hope, I think we're together. And it's just not us. It's together. It's everybody. We are going to do great things.
Good. Well, I look forward to hearing more about the things that Helinski's Hope does over the next few years.
Yeah. Well, always reach out. I'm here. Just a phone call or text away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know Chris Lebbins and is always wearing Helinski's Hope stuff. He has the box of the wristbands in his room. And
He's wonderful. I don't know if you know this, but the Tri-City Americans, that's one of the they reached out to us and they're holding a mental health game. And it's the 8th. It's this Friday night. We can't be there since I will be in Philadelphia. My sister, who's on our board, is going to be in Seattle at UW. Wow. So Chris and a couple of his other students in his class, they're going to go on behalf of Helinski's Hope. We sent up 5,000 wristbands to Tri-City Americans and some, you know, Helinski's Hope shirt for the front office. They're going to play a video of Tyler. They're going to hand out wristbands to everybody. And $3, of course, three of every ticket sold is going to be donated to Helinski's Hope and professors. It's going to be there for us. So
that's amazing.
It is, you know, and he's taking his time to go there and do that because he truly believes in it. He is, and he's such a great guy, and all of his students are wonderful. We are so blessed to have their support. And I don't say that lightly. We're so thankful and so grateful for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think I will let you get back to the rest of your day, get some rest after physical therapy. I do so appreciate you taking
of
the time
course,
to speak
yeah.
with me.
Well, and I appreciate you wanting to continue to tell Tyler's story. That means a lot to us. And because you have to realize, too, that you're a part of this movement and you're a part of the good that is happening. So I applaud you, and I thank you as well.
Oh, thank you. It's a good story to be told, and I don't think that it should ever be forgotten. It's become part of
there
the WSU culture, and it's become part of the WSU history, I think.
There we go. I mean, would I rather have it be something else with Tyler? Of course. But I just, you know, Kelly has this quote on his Twitter page, and it says, "They say you die twice. Once when you take your last breath, and then once when somebody says your name for the last time." And Kelly put that on his Twitter page years ago before Tyler passed. And he said, "Mom, I'm never, ever going to let Tyler die twice." And I am right there with him. We're not going to let it happen twice. And we're really going to help as many student-athletes and as many people as we can, even though we are focusing on student-athletes. It's reached beyond, you know, student athletes. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that quote really just resonates with our family and with
Absolutely.
So many people. And Tyler's not going to die twice.
Oh, I agree. And I don't think that he will. I think that I think his name's going to live on.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. It touches my heart. Thank you.
It's a perfect way to honor him.
Yeah. I think. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. And again, if you have any more questions or you want to talk some more, you just want to talk,
absolutely.
Just reach out.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great
Thank
rest
you.
Of your day.
Thank you. Take care. You too. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.